تاسیس دونست توحید مطلب. The essence of توحید مطلب is the student and the طالب, the murid, his attention and focus must be just to his Shaykh. It mustn't be scattered around. Then I'll get something here, I'll get something this side, and then he makes his own concoction for his reformation and correction. That's what happens to many people, especially students, people that are a little bit educated. And this is what happens to them. So everything, they have some of their own independent opinion, and they feel perhaps he hasn't understood us, or he doesn't know the context, he doesn't know the circumstance, and therefore they don't give him the complete focus and attention that is required for Islam and Reformation. Islam and Reformation requires undivided attention. It's a delicate thing, and it is so delicate that it's about the most sensitive thing in life. The reason for it being so sensitive is everything else, any other effort that is made for some, perhaps some worldly purpose, some worldly gain, whatever it is. And this is to link you to Allah Ta'ala. Right? And this is the very reason, the very essence of your life, the very reason that you're out here. What are you out here for? In this earth, in this life, to link yourself, to straighten yourself to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's the essence of life. To get that right before you reach Him, your relationship with Him is right, is rectified. You are longing to meet Him, He is longing to meet you. So this is a very sensitive relationship, extremely sensitive. People try their own things, their own methods, own ways. The student that I was speaking about in this Malfus, that student was in our zamana, our time. And unfortunately, he had gone to Bangalore first. He had taken Bayat at his hands. Then he had moved over to Deoband and shut, referring to other Buzugaradin, asking him what to must do, and asking the second person for something else, and the third person for something else. And then now he's making his own concoction. Very intelligent person. I know him. Extremely, not intelligent. Intelligent wasn't the word. It was far above average intelligence. The English presentation, his way, the way he can comprehend things. So he was far above average intelligence. But then he snapped and he went off. So Parishan now. The problem comes here that when there is a conflict now, the person will feel to himself, now who must I please? If I do this, then he will be displeased. And if I do this, then he will be displeased. Now how must I get it? I can't speak to them about it also, because this is something I got from him. And this is something that I got from him. Now if I'm going to disclose this to him, perhaps he will not like the idea. And if I disclose it to him, then he will not like the idea. Now, within his own mind, he is getting parishan, trying to work out some type of a reconciliation to sort this whole thing out. So in that, he went and he went and he went, and eventually, poor person, he snapped, went off. See? That happened in our zamana. One person was bear to one sheikh in Ambala. Ambala is somewhere in Punjab. So he's nearing his old age, and he thinks to himself, all the time I go and visit my sheikh once a year, spend some time with him. In the olden days it used to be that they used to spend about 40 days, one chilla, and that one chilla would be enough to give them that energy to last for the entire year. They would spend some time, and they get that energy, spiritual power and stamina, and then they can work for that 1 year again. So now as he's approaching his old age, he thinks to himself, I'm getting old. In our own town, we got one Buzurg's Mazar here, you see. I'll go there and I'll spend some time here. He's also a pious person and I will benefit from his piety perhaps. I will get what I normally get from my sheikh. Now this time when I'm going to go to my sheikh, I will mention this to him. That instead of coming to him, perhaps I can just come here, I can be by the mazar for a chilla or so, do my thing there, and then I don't have to come all the way to the sheikh. See? Anyway, this thought was playing up in his mind. And as he reached the sheikh said, yeah, you know what, you're getting old now, and it is definitely difficult for you to come travel all the way up here. Then I'm living in a mountainous area to climb up, and you're a little bit big in build, so it becomes even more difficult for you to come up. So you rather just stay there, there's a mazar there, and you do all your things there, and that will substitute your coming this side. So he thinks himself, mashallah, he wouldn't even, without even discussing it to the sheikh already picked it up to his kash, whatever it was, he picked it up. So now I'm set. Now, khushi, khushi, he's quite happy about it, he's cheering and he's going back. Now he got up for tahajjud namaz. So that buzurg in the mazar, from his grave, is talking to this person here, that my son's horse is in the stable, and the stable is not in a good state. Go and clean it up, tahajjud time. 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, won't do that. So he goes, cleans the stable up and come back. Then he sits down for zikr or tasbih, whatever it is. And as he's sitting down, he's just starting his zikr. Say, you know that that other second horse that we've got, or my son has got, that thing requires some fodder, you know. So just go to that certain orchard, just cut up some fodder and bring it, provide for it. I came here again. Then, as he sat down, now he asked him, you know, they apprehend some theft in the house, so can you just go and warn them, you know. Now he's a big man in his age, and he's all the time he's sitting, and he's made to stand up, go and do this, go and do this. So he said, isse behtar ye tha ke ek dafa wahan par chilla kaat karke itmiyan ho jata. Better thing for me, the better option was, I go there, complete the chilla. Yeah, every 3 minutes, 4 minutes, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this, and look at my age and all that. So he made toba and he went back to his sheikh. So sheikh said, see, make toba and don't ever think like this. You know, try and choose from this side, try and mix up from this side, mix this one, that one, and make a whole kachumar of this thing here. You're not going to get anywhere. Yagdar gir, muhkam gir. They say, hold one, and then hold firmly. It's like a man and his brothers, right? So the son will respect all, show love, respect, and regards to all, right? He will not show any disregard, he will not show any disrespect to anyone. But if he wants pocket money or something, who does he go to? He'll go to his father. It's the mother and the mother's sisters, right? And the small child. If the child wants to breastfeed, he's not going to go to the aunties, though they are his khalas, all his khalas, but he's not going to go to his khalas, he'll go straight to his mother to be breastfed. So the same thing applies here. Like the child, if he is going to be breastfeeding all around, sometimes here, sometimes this side, sometimes that side, you say, no, that khalada is so healthy and plump and strong, so her milk will be even more nutritious, even more healthy. My mother is a weakling, you know, she doesn't have all the necessary things in her milk, so I need to go to this khalada. And then he'll go to from one, and the second one, and the third one. Tell me what will happen to this child. Will he get that required amount of strength and energy? He won't get it. Because that one milk agrees to that child's system. His throat, his system, everything, that thing agrees to him. It's already compatible, it's already agreeable. Now he's changing from one milk to the other milk, and from the second to the third, and the third to the fourth. Obviously he's making a concoction of his own, And that's going to put him into further complications. So let's stick to one. So this is what is called Tawheed Matlab. That you may take some time in seeing who is the appropriate Shaykh. Don't rush into that, into taking beard, etc. You don't rush in. I rush in to take beard, then after that, hey, I made a mistake. I just saw everybody was taking beard, so I also took beard for the fun of it, for the excitement of it. One is alright, someone is doing this for barakat's sake, alright, for barakat in its place. But now you want baqaida, you want to make islah properly, you want to go and rectify it and bring some reformation to yourself. Right? When you want reformation, then that's a different thing. Hazrat Musa rahmatullahi had gone to Pakistan. So some of his niece had asked for beard. So Musa rahmatullahi explained to her that if you want for barakat purposes, then I'm here, I'm available. You can take beard at my hands for barakat. But if you want to reform yourself and correct yourself, then the reformation and correction is best done by the person that is close to you. Right? Now here I'm in India, communication is a problem, you can't get to me by phone, etc., because it's not affordable, right? And letters, writing of letters, etc., that also is complicated, it takes time in that zamana, see. So my advice to you is see someone that is local, someone that is approachable, someone that is accessible, you can communicate and he can reply back to you. So now there is a communication, you can access him easily, he can speak to you very freely. So in this manner, the Islam will go positively, it will go correct, it will be a direction, and it will go easily. But now you have got a heart problem and your doctor is sitting in Japan, right? Now every second, third day you got some complication. Hey, today is paining here, tomorrow the leg is paining, the third day the head is paining, then hey, I'm getting my arm is becoming very heavy. Now where are you going to contact him all the time? Yes, he may be an expert, he may be the world's best doctor, right? But now you need constant, continuous attention. Constant and continuous attention you need. How is he going to attend to you? So the one that is local, easily accessible, provided he is also compatible and you can agree with him, you can get along with him, you can talk to him freely and he can relate to you freely. Now you go and link yourself up with him. In this way, inshallah, the Islah, the process of Islah is assumed to take place much more swiftly and much more positively. Now, when this type of talks come up, then there's another doubt that comes into people's mind. Alright, this Buzrug here, his Sheikh is somewhere in India, and his Sheikh is somewhere there. How is he doing it? So that question will come, and it's a valid question. How is he doing it? Right? Now, if that person who has linked himself to someone in India, right, he's linked himself to someone in India, right, he may be a person who's already way above in Islam. He understood the whole thing and he's quite deeply rooted, right? When he's quite deeply rooted, he's quite well established, so he doesn't require frequent attention. As one of us, like one of us will require frequent attention all the time, attention all the time. Now he has built such an affinity with his Shaykh and with his Buzurg that the ishara kinaya kuo samajh leta, he understands exactly what is the mansha of the buzurg. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, his Shaykh was in Saharanpur and he is in Delhi, Nizamuddin. So he wrote up to his Shaykh Maulana Saharanpuri Sahib rahmatullah alayh that ji chahta hai ke aapke paas aakar ke waqt guzaru, lekin jeb mein paise nahi, main aa nahi sakta hoon. He was going through such constraints, such difficulties. He says, my heart desire that I must come and spend some time with you, but I don't have the money, I can't afford it. Right? Straight, clear. Now, there's another problem again. I'm branching off, I'll come back just now. These people that went through Islam and Reformation, they went through a lot of hardship. Now, here we got our home, food, clothing, everything. Everything is found. And then, over and above that, we went to Islam. To be done from Pakistan, India, Japan, America, what happened? Now, you see, these people had everything to their favor. They didn't have the material, they didn't have that abundance. When they didn't have abundance, then the process of Islam was not so complicated. When you got abundance of this and everything you got at your beck and call, then the process of Islam also becomes a bit more difficult, becomes more complicated, there's more hurdles on the way. There were little hurdles, there were not so many attractions. Right? When there isn't so many attractions, then it's easy to move. But now there's so much of attractions, take this, go with this, go with this. See? So what you are doing also, you're getting more and more complicated, more and more. Right? So, Mawlana Sa'an Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi sent a reply to Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi کہ آپ کو میرے پاس آنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, آپ کے لیے دور اور نزدیک دونوں برابر ہے. There is no need for you to come to me, because for you remaining by me and remaining at a distance, both is identical. In other words, you have built such an affinity and you have reached to such a position that you don't require the constant correction of the sheikh. Constant instruction, constant correction, constant guidance you don't require. You have built that affinity, you have understood, and you have bonded very well, you are very well established in this. Now that you are very well established in this, then ishara kifaya aapke liye kafi, just an indication is quite sufficient for you. But now that refers to Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, who was the reformer of the last century, right? So he was of that name. Now we see now Ilyas Sahib did it, we must follow our Kabir. You become a Kabir first, then follow. In everything, you say, no, I must follow our Kabir, then that's a trick of Shaitan again. Muhammad Ilyas, I want to show you one aspect of his life, then you understand the personality. One relative of his came from Kandla, and he thought to himself, Muhammad Ilyas Sahib is a big buzurg now, so Ramzan month, and I'll go by that buzurg, and there'll be the works on the dastarkhan, every type, all savories and biryani and this and that. There'll be all the things on the dastarkhan. Here I go up to Nizamuddin, I see it's absolutely dry, there's nothing at all. The only thing was that was there on that day was gular. Gular is a type of a wild fig, right? With difficulty, you take it down your mouth. That was the only thing. And Mona on his end, he is very comfortable, he's very easy, he's calm, he's reading his long tahajjud, then awabin, long awabin, and then very comfortable he's reading, he's performing a tarawih also. He's performing a tarawih also. And then at iftar he asked, kya khana hai? And they say, gular hai. He said, mashallah, Allah ta'ala ki bari ni'mat. And with a lot of relish he's eating it. That won't go down your throat. Comes on time, so wife only send down gular for you. See? It won't go down your throat. Anyway, Khuda ki bari ni'mat. This person says, by the morning, he packed up, said, I'm going. His intention is, I can't stick around here with gular all the time. Already I stuck it for one day. Second day, I can't manage this. You see, we're trying to assume that position of Muhammad Ilyas and this buzurg and that buzurg. But the difficulty that they went through and the type of discipline that they had given their nafs, we didn't give it. Yeah, the dastar khan comes out and there's a couple of chops, right? There's only 3-4 chops now. We're feeling hungry. And each one is thinking, hey, that chop has come just on my side. I'm trying to reach for it. I'm trying to reach for that thing. Does it happen? Does it happen or doesn't happen? It happens. And those sahaba ikram, look at their islah. The level of reformation was such, on the throes of death, a little bit of water, now pass it on to my brother. Pass it on to my brother. See? Now that is that level of Islam. And here we are trying to pull it to our side. And their Islam is done to that level. See? So you can't draw comparison from any situation. You can't draw a comparison. Yeah, you become like them, then you draw a comparison, it's alright. So sahaba ikram did it. By, are you somewhere close to the sahaba ikram, anywhere near them? You're not anywhere near them, then you want to say, no. The sahaba ikram did it, so I must do this. So anyway, this a relative of Muhammad Ilyas Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, no, Hazrat, I'm going. Now you can't say that I'll be stuck here for 2 days with only Guler. Can't say that, because then it'll be like embarrassing to Mawlana. But Mawlana picked it up, this youngster here, he came with this type of expectations, and everything went contrary to his expectation, therefore he's leaving. So Mawlana smiled it out, said, don't worry, just stay here for one more day only. Just stay around, just stick around for one more day only. Anyway, so it's Mawlana's instruction now, I can't leave. Mawlana is the head of the family, he is the senior of the family, and it was his instruction that you stay. So I can't say I'm thick with this Guler here. He can't say that. How can he say that? So by the evening, my luck and the works came in, the biryani and what, all the savouries that I was thinking of, everything, the whole dasturkhan was laid out. Now, ab to jaan mein jaan aaya. Now there was some life that came in me. Now our condition is like this. Then when it comes to Islam and Reformation, we are Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas. See, when it's luxuries and comforts, then we are somebody else. When it's Islam and Reformation, then we are Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas. So Mawlana had built up that affinity, that type of taluk. When he built up the taluk, so his sheikh could tell him very comfortably that aapke liye dur aur nazdeek dono barabar hai. For you remaining at a distance or remaining in the presence of the sheikh, both is identical, there will be no difference. You will get the same. You've got such a potential that you can receive, like the person that is right at the presence, right at the threshold of the shaykh, how he is receiving, you can also receive from that distance.